Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dominic Salvia. Crudy is still on the beach, but he promises, he swears he'll be back in studio with me tomorrow. I'll believe it when I see it. In the meantime, I am joined by my friend, Jane Matnair, Civic Media's own, radio's own. Jane, it's so good to see you. Thanks for hanging out with me.
I am delighted that you asked. Thank you so much, Dom.
This is the only way I can get my wife to listen to the show, because she grew up with you on the radio, listening to you. So I figured, baby, I got a surprise for you. Jane's coming around, so you're going to have to tune in. So That was my ulterior motive, Jane.
Oh, well, to get your wife to listen to your show.
Jane, I checked out on the Twitter. You've been in radio for 41 years.
It might even be 42 now, Dom. I started in 1981.
You were born in the studio then.
I was. Yes. I started when I was 9.
Yes, okay.
It was unusual for the time.
Yeah. Well, good news is Republicans now, they're changing some labor laws, so you might be able to, you know, get all the kids in
now. Yeah. I mean, start them early.
That's right. Get them early, work them long, you know.
Right.
It builds character, Jane.
It does, but especially in mining, Dom. Yeah. Dom, that's where you want your kids to be.
Well, they're small. They can get into those little spaces.
To polish things. That's what I understand.
the very fragile hands.
And yes.
Yes. I mean, I can see why it makes sense for some states to do that. Jane, nine? How does 9 work?
I was not 9. Okay. I was 21.
Okay. Yeah. What and locally here in Wisconsin?
No,
what was
I went to college in Minnesota, University of Minnesota, and then I dropped out after a year and a half, which delighted my parents to no end.
I bet it did.
And one of the smartest decisions I ever made was telling them, I don't need your money. I'm going to broadcasting school, and I'm going to do it myself. Yep. Don't do that.
No.
If your parents offer you a college education, I would probably suggest you take them up on that offer.
Yeah.
But I did not. And so I went to broadcasting school, and then I started in New Ulm, Minnesota, at a startup rock station in the central part of Minnesota.
Nice.
We were only live from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. at night. The first giveaway I ever did, I asked for caller number 3. And no one called.
It was great.
Yeah. And then, so after a couple of years there.
Hang on. The rock station. So this
was a rock station in central Minnesota.
And this was what, in the 80s? I mean, when
this was this? 81 to about 83.
So
83, 84.
A lot of classic rock, as we would describe it now.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yes. All right. So you were doing classic rock for a while.
Doing classic rock.
Central Minnesota. Tearing it up.
Oh, it was. The reaction we got from farmers who would listen when they were in, although, you know, cabs are much different now than back in the day.
Right, so satellite now, yeah.
They're pretty sophisticated. Mm-hmm. But then I got engaged, we moved to Racine, I started a job there, I was only there for about 2 months, and then I started doing overnights at 99.1, which is probably where Steph started listening to me.
Okay.
And I did overnights for about 6 months, and I wonder sometimes, Dom, and I worry, what happened to all the obscene phone callers? Where did they go? I mean, sure, they're all keyboard warriors now, but every weirdo in the world would call me at 3:30 in the morning.
All right.
Yeah, it was so fun.
And it's not the same anymore,
it's
huh?
It's not.
Yeah,
it's
they kind of hide behind the...
Well, now you got photo ID, you know, caller ID and all that stuff, and you can't just call and say weird, obscene things to people. But I took it upon myself at one point to actually write down a list of comebacks, depending upon what disgusting thing they would say,
yeah.
Because my goal became to get them to hang up on me first.
Ooh, a lofty goal.
Small victories.
I mean, yeah, you got to take what you can.
Little wins.
Jane, being a woman in the workplace, being a woman in rock and roll, in the music industry, in radio, what was that like?
It was not good.
No, really? Okay.
It was not good. One of my previous jobs, some of my male coworkers who were having relationships with other women within the station would come in and share pictures.
Oh.
And pass them around.
Of the coworkers they were having relationships with?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In somewhat compromising positions.
That's kind of frowned upon these days.
Well, I think, yes, that would not be good.
Wow. Yeah.
There was an annual Friday night viewing of the porn that all the sales guys would do in the building. That was tons of fun.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, there were the inevitable inappropriate advances from higher-ups. So it was tons of fun.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, honestly. I mean, for real. I talk to, you know, women in the workforce, and, you know, I come from a family of very strong women, lots of entrepreneurial women in my family. And I just can't even imagine, you know, 60s, 70s, when you're out there and they're doing this, and this management styles, quote unquote, of the male-dominated industries.
Oh, yeah.
And having to, bite your tongue? A lot of times.
Or make a joke. Because otherwise, you have no sense of humor.
Oh, yes, that's the label you get, right? You're no fun.
You're no fun, you have no sense of humor, so you got to beat them to the punchline.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Jane Matinair. She is a veteran of the radio airwaves, teaching me something all the time, Jane. I had a great time at the Christmas party.
It was fun.
And I got to apologize. I think Steph gave everybody COVID. So on Steph's behalf, I want to apologize. Of course, we would not have gone if that were the case. But, you know, we had a good time.
We had a great time.
and so getting to know you a little bit more has been a real joy for me. And hear you on the radio and that voice, you just have that perfect known radio voice. Here in the state of Wisconsin, though, you've seen lots of things now, right?
Yes.
And since you've been in rodeo, and you haven't always been on the news side, right? So
no.
Obviously with the music side, when did you make that transition?
I made that transition about 10 years ago, I would say.
10 years ago?
And then I was doing specifically news and reporting and more feature stories and things like that. But I had been in music radio for the vast majority of my career before that. Even though I had been a news reader,
sure,
you know, I would deliver the news, but I'm not a journalist. I never considered myself a journalist. I don't have a journalism degree.
You don't need a journalism degree. You just got to ask some questions, and now you're a journalist.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's exactly how that works. I think it's a little more complicated than that.
Barely. I mean, if you got a YouTube account, we're content creators now.
Right.
It's a whole thing. Hell, if Tucker Carlson is a journalist, then I'm a journalist.
That's an excellent point.
You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
That's a very good point.
He's got lots of people watching him.
Yeah.
What's more entertaining for you, the music or the news side of it?
Music could be kind of boring.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not like in the old days, when I first started, you actually had some say over what you would play. That all went away in the late 80s, and everything became programmed for you. So whatever was the latest song that you loved, trust me, in 2 months, you will hate that song. Because you're going to hear it every day, multiple times a day, because that's what tested well. So that ruined a lot of music for me. It really did. And one of the things I love about producing for Kristen's show is the ability to rediscover music that I had forgotten about or, you know, just ignored during that time period. So that's really been a lot of fun.
You know, the on-demand, everything on-demand thing, I've always thought, well, that'd be great. I want everything on demand. And with the different music streaming services, now you can literally get that.
Oh, yeah.
And what's tough, though, is I can only listen to so much classic rock, man. I mean, I love Bob Seger, but, you know, there's only so much Bob Seger's library, you
right.
know? So the downfall is you get kind of stuck in a rut sometimes. But the nice thing about it is, you know, sometimes you stumble upon another tune or another song or, you know, and they'll throw different things at you based
sure.
on your previous. And it does help to some degree expand my musical horizons, you know, beyond the heavy metal classic rock, Jane. So do you listen? Do you have streaming, like, music services? Do you do any of that?
I don't.
No?
It's just interesting, Dom. And I used to, not that I was a big music fan. I always just wanted to make people laugh. That was my overriding.
Yeah.
I want to make you laugh and hopefully make you think at the same time. And the other drawback to music radio was I knew more useless pop culture that no one ever needs to know in their entire lives.
Trivial Pursuit Arts and Entertainment.
Oh,
you will
man.
Be a goddess.
Justin Bieber has 47 tattoos.
Wow, you're right.
I think it's more. But
now it's more.
Now it's more. Yeah. But I love what I'm doing with Kristen.
Yeah.
Because I think it is a unique, truly unique way to try and bridge the gap and reach people and teach people and make them laugh at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really all good things all squished together.
Without being like too confrontational or.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to fight with people.
Oh, sometimes I want to fight with people, Jane. I know. I'll speak for myself.
I don't mind disagreeing with people, but there is no value in shouting over each other.
Right. Yeah.
There isn't. No one accomplishes anything.
And it's not great to listen to.
No. And once you resort to insults and profanities, you have no argument.
Or you're a presidential candidate.
That too.
I mean, it could go either way. You never know.
It's true.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Jane Mettner is going to stick around at least for maybe a couple of segments. We'll see what happens. It's an open window. As long as we're having fun and laughing, I hope she sticks around. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Jane, we're going to go to break here in a minute, but when we come back, I want to get your sense as someone who's been in media in Wisconsin a long time and being a woman, what your feelings are, what your thoughts are, what you see the direction of the state of Wisconsin and, you know, certainly the country with the Dobbs and Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And literally what we're seeing in other Republican states. South Carolina, to my understanding, they went through a vote in their state house. It did not pass, but 21
yes.
Republicans.
Yes.
Voted for the death penalty for a woman who has an abortion.
They're pro-life, Dom.
They have a very interesting definition of that. And all I can think about is, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss and the Right to Life folks, they're saying, hold my beer. They're not going to let South Carolina out South Carolina, Wisconsin. I mean, it's just like Mississippi up here. But I think even Mississippi's got some legal recreational weed. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates coming back with your calls. And Jane Mettner, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. My co-devil today, Jane Mettner. She's the producer at the Asgo's Wisconsin. Co-host, producer. Hell, you do some news around here as well, and you're the Danger Lady.
I am Danger Lady.
What is Danger Lady?
This came up the first time that I was on the show with Kristen when I was single and I bought my own house. And I had a teeny tiny house in New Berlin. It was 975 square feet.
Aww.
It was tiny.
Yeah.
On this great big lot. It was like a quarter of an acre. It was a gigundo lot. And for the first couple of years, I would mow it by hand. And then we had a really, really hot summer. And one summer day I was mowing, and I think I got heat stroke because I just kept mowing in a circle. And I thought, I should probably get something I can ride.
Right.
So I got this teeny, literally a very small riding lawnmower. And there was a small engine place right down the street, and the guy's name was Red, and he said, let me detail it for you.
He had some racing stripes
on it? He put racing stripes on the side, and he put Danger Lady on the back.
Oh, my God.
So that was my Danger Lady mower.
Fantastic. You are, from here on out, Danger Lady. Jane, we're talking about these abortion issues here in the state of Wisconsin, and wow, are we going backwards. We talked about the South Carolina State House
yes.
Voted to, and it was defeated But 21 Republicans voted to, what, apply the death penalty to a woman who got an abortion.
Right.
And was it just a woman? I don't know if it was other people involved. But they're down to killing somebody.
Oh, hey, come on. Somebody's got to pay.
And not to be outdone, here in the state of Wisconsin, just a little bit. This is from Baylor Spears at the Wisconsin Examiner. I found it at the Urban Milwaukee. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn federal abortion protections in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization was one step in the right direction, says leaders of Wisconsin major anti-abortion groups. Since the landmark decision and in reaction to ongoing challenges to Wisconsin's abortion ban, the groups have coalesced around the goal of protecting and strengthening Wisconsin's pre-Civil War ban, which doesn't include rape or incest exceptions. And here's a quote from Matt Sand, the legislative director of Pro-Life Wisconsin. We are in an incredible time here as the protest movement in Wisconsin, where no abortions have been performed since June 24th of 2022. We want to maintain our abortion ban. We want to strengthen it. And of course, first thing I think to myself, Jane, is, well, if you're going to strengthen it, what can you possibly do? No exception for rape or incest. Are you going to strengthen it like South Carolina? You're going to put forth the death penalty for those who exercise their right to have an abortion?
Well, what's going to come next, Tom, is they're going to come after contraception. That's going to be next. Because, and Wisconsin Right to Life has been trying to do this for the last 30 years. I can remember interviewing them 30 years ago, and they said then that that was the goal. And it should only be natural family planning, which means the rhythm method, which is why my cousin who did that has 5 children. And so contraceptives will be next, and then IVF will come after that.
I just, and this is the part I struggle with. You know, if you don't like abortions, don't have them.
Exactly.
If you think contraceptives are bad, don't use them. You know, these are, it's very simple. And I got all sorts of ideas of my own, but what I'm not doing, Jane, is putting them out there and trying to force my thoughts onto other people legislatively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the abortion, how does it get stronger, quote unquote, according to the Wisconsin, Pro-Life Wisconsin? What else is there to do? And how important is it, if we get to it, Jane, I want to get your sense here as well, this election coming up, Janet Protasiewicz versus Dan Kelly?
It is, I cannot stress enough how critical, really critical it is for everyone to vote on April 4th, for so many different reasons, Dom, not just reproductive freedoms and reproductive choice. The vast majority of Wisconsin residents do not want permitless concealed carry in the state. The vast majority of Wisconsin residents do want medical marijuana and even recreational marijuana. That's more of a gerrymandering issue, but one of the reasons why Republicans don't have to respond to their constituents or do anything is because they don't have to.
Right.
They don't. That's why they can gavel in and gavel out on gun safety issues. They can gavel in and gavel out on anything because there's no way to hold them to account. And I firmly believe that the only reason there has been any warming of relations between Governor Evers and the Republican lawmakers is because Robin Voss got scared.
From
the primaries.
Yeah.
That's the closest he's ever been to being held accountable. And I love Robin. And I know there's a Chucklemeister deep inside
a
him.
Chucklemeister and Robin Voss?
Oh, that's what? Just waiting to escape, Don. He's just waiting to get out. And I am here to help him.
You're here for Robin Voss.
I am, absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
Now, do you genuinely like him or are you just messing around?
I would happily have a drink with him.
You would?
Sure.
Well, I mean, it'd be hard to name people I wouldn't have a drink
with.
Well, I
was going to say,
it'd be a shorter list.
It's a pretty low bar. But no, it's really terrifying. It used to be going back to the good old days meant the 1950s. Now Republicans mean the good old days in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Truly. And that is the goal. The goal is to remove women from public spaces. The goal is to remove women from business. I know I have worked with men in the past who would welcome going back to the days when you could smack women on the ass as they were walking past you, when you could tell them to shut up, no one cares what you think. There are people who miss those days. But there are.
I know. I mean, I get it. I see the movies. You know what I mean? But I just, it blows my mind. And, that's one of the challenges, I think. We talk about having a beer with Robin Voss. Well, Robin Voss, you know, could whip up his caucus and do something about the abortion ban. You know, he could join hands, join forces with Tony Evers and say, yes, this is not okay. We're going to do something about it. But he doesn't.
Well, right. And what's most maddening is they knew these ramifications were coming down the tunnel. Nothing was codified. Nothing was specified about women who are having miscarriages and all of those kinds of things. They let it. They let that happen. They let that happen. Don't forget that.
Well, it's what did Ron Johnson say? It could be a little messy, but, you know, if the move. Women of Wisconsin don't like it, they can move.
Yeah, just move, ladies.
Thanks, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Don't you move. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
You know, in the old days, we had mentalists to face.
I know now why you cry.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Jane Matnair, Danger Lady, sticking around with me. Thank you for doing so, Jane.
My pleasure.
It is a blast hanging out with you. We're talking about these abortion issues here in the state of Wisconsin. And not to be outdone, South Carolina, apparently 21 Republicans, they're down death penalty if you get an abortion in South Carolina. Now, the bill did not pass, but they laid their cards out.
Oh, yeah.
They certainly know here in the state of Wisconsin, the pro, quote unquote, let's call them the forced government birthing party.
Forced birth party.
Yes, they're down. Forced government birthing. It's not just birthing.
True.
It's with the force of government mandating that you have that baby. Not dad, not mom, not your siblings. It is the force of government. That's how they roll. They are all combining their forces now, Jane, to try to strengthen the abortion law here in the state of Wisconsin. I want to throw a little bit out there again from, this is at Urban Milwaukee, originally Baylor Spears over at the Wisconsin Examiner. Jelaine Appling, president of Wisconsin Family Action, says the coalition of groups believes that life begins at conception and circumstances of the conception don't change that, which is why they don't support expanded exceptions. Quote, We don't all stand in solidarity very often, but on this issue regarding the current discussion that's going on in Wisconsin about the abortion issue and about the 1849 prohibition on most abortions, we are in lockstep, absolute lockstep. So apparently Julie Appling, Wisconsin Family Action, is in lockstep with the pro-life Wisconsin folks who said they want to maintain it. They want to strengthen this ban. Life begins at conception, and no contraceptives for what? For women here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I think that's what they're going to come for next. Will be birth control.
Why? Because, I mean, doesn't birth control stop the babies from coming?
Yeah, but you got to pay if you're going to hanky-panky, Dom. You got to pay.
Well, what do you mean you got to pay? For dinner?
Sex.
Drinks?
No, if you're going to have sex.
You got to pay for sex?
There's need to be consequences.
There are consequences.
Yes.
You can't have sex for pleasure.
No.
Only God.
Procreation. It's only for procreation. And by the way, don't have too much fun.
Why not?
Because it's only for procreation. What do you think? You're here to get your rocks off?
No. I'm trying to have some fun, Jane. Yes.
It's just about giving life to a new life.
So the religion
is a huge aspect of this.
Is the driver of
this. Yes, without a doubt.
And I'm the atheist on the Devil's Advocates panel. Crudy's a believer. That's fine. People believe what they want to believe. I don't begrudge anybody that. I believe what I want to believe, and no one can tell me different, right? So I appreciate that. But once again, this is using the force of government to try to mandate that people take a baby to term if you're raped or if it's incest, or in the case of Florida, you know, of Texas, the stories of these women in Texas.
Oh yeah, who are suing?
I mean, literally, what, you got to let the corpse of the baby rot inside you enough for you to get sick, and then, and only then, will you be allowed to get your abortive services.
To keep you alive.
To keep you alive.
But I believe that the same contingency that wants to strengthen our already barbaric 1849 ban would be, they'd be all about that. Again, they had the opportunity to codify some of these definitions before this decision came down.
Now, what do you mean they? Like who, the Republicans?
Yeah. I just mean the legislature in general.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't say the mother has to be 40% towards death or 60% towards death. How much towards death does she have to be?
Right, right.
But those kinds of issues could have been formalized before this happened, and they elected not to do that. Because again, I believe they believe you're going to have sex, there are consequences. And you should have to deal with those consequences. Because it's not supposed to be fun, Dom.
That's just asinine.
It's maybe, not supposed to be
maybe
fun.
Maybe if they had some fun sex, Jane, they wouldn't be out here trying to ruin everyone else's good time.
Oh, I think some of them are.
Yeah.
Maybe just not as traditionally as you and I are thinking.
Perhaps, perhaps. Jane Mantenere, my guest today. Jane, and all of a sudden, now it's trans. Now it's the trans. Oh, anti-trans and trans and groomers and all these woke. I mean, all it's so much.
Yeah,
it's like they're just trying to grab everything that'll stick to the wall and jump on it because it's gonna roil their base. But okay, let's talk about the trans people.
Sure.
So what if someone's trans? Let them be trans. That's who they are. Who are you to tell anybody else that they can or cannot? I'm not walking up to someone in a suit and yelling at them saying, oh, my God, you're wearing a suit. You can't do that because I think you should do X, Y, or Z. How asinine would that be?
Right.
They're just uncomfortable because they're not used to it. I mean, what's your sense?
You need an other. You got to have an other. So it was the caravan.
I forgot about that. Thank you.
Right?
I know.
It was the caravan was the big scary. Now we need a new big scary. So we've got our way with the abortion issue. They overturned that. Now we need another big scary. And I also think, although I do not have necessarily all the facts behind this, the number of lawmakers and religious leaders and even law enforcement who are charged on a weekly basis with sexually abusing children is really mind-blowing if you follow that.
Yeah.
And there is an account on Twitter that keeps a tally, a running tally. They're not trans people.
Right.
They're not drag show performers. These are pastors and youth pastors and rabbis and cops and other law enforcement and youth sports coaches.
A lot of time, people in a position of authority or respect with those children.
Yes.
They abuse that authority and respect and to take advantage of those kids.
Absolutely.
Drag queens, not really part of that.
Not happening.
No.
Find me the news stories. Find me the court cases where a drag show performer has made arrangements to meet a child that they believe is 13 years old for sex. They're not there.
Doesn't happen.
They're traditionally straight white guys. Bad news, folks. But that's true.
Every month, once a month, Lakefront Brewery here in the state of Wisconsin, downtown Milwaukee, they have Drag Queen Bingo.
Oh, yeah, I've been.
I've gone 3 out of 4 months. We got a crew going. We got a table. We hang out. We eat. We laugh. It's so much fun. We drink some good beer.
Right.
The drag queen, she's super entertaining. We have a good time. If you yell bingo at the same time as someone else, you got to do a dance off.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's so much fun. I think to myself, well, have they ever gone to a drag show? I mean, have you ever been to Brady Street Days in the summertime in Milwaukee where they got the festival going on? They got 3 stages and at like 9 o'clock on the West Stage. For last 10 years, 15 years maybe,
right?
It's been the drag queen show. And they come out, they're all doing their acts. And it's in public, so they're not getting naked.
Right.
And they're dancing, sure. But that's the whole point. That's the fun. That's the fun. And then they walk around and you tip them for the entertainment.
Right.
That's what this is.
They're performers.
They're performers.
And think about, and Kristen and I have talked about this on Ask Us Wisconsin, if we're going to ban all traces of drag from culture, then goodbye South Pacific. Because the coconut dance and the grass skirt dance is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, La Caja Fall. Goodbye, Shakespeare in Love. Goodbye, most old Shakespeare, because those were all guys dressing as women.
Right, right.
I mean, and it's not about that. It's not, there are some who certainly believe that these people are pedophile groomers. The vast majority of them, no, they're not. They need an other. They need something scary to scare their constituents to believe that they're looking out for their best interests while diverting attention away from the actual criminals, who tend to be straight white guys.
Yeah, and a lot of that in religious organizations. Hell,
look at the Boston Globe.
Milwaukee's archdiocese here locally.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Archdiocese around the world.
Another one just went bankrupt out west somewhere.
In California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yeah, I think it's a diversion, again, from who are the real perpetrators of these crimes.
Who decides what is male dress versus female dress, right? Who makes that determination? Are pants specifically male and is a dress specifically female? Because I was at the St. Patty's Day Parade downtown Milwaukee this week, and I saw lots of dudes walk around with kilts. You know what I'm saying? So is what makes that not trans?
What about robes?
No, easy now.
No, but I mean clerical robes. What about men who only wear robes as part of their garb? So who is? I'm not sure who's making the fashion rules, Dom, but they have specific guidelines with exceptions for them.
But do they? That's what I'm saying. Are you sure about that?
Where's the hard line?
That's just a little too much eye makeup for you. So that's not, the color doesn't go with you. You know, it's so asinine because of course, to the nth degree, you can never make a law about something like that. You can't make a law and say, well, they have laws. Remember the old days, you'd have your shorts. If your bathing suit wasn't long enough, you'd get fined. I mean, so we've had that. I don't think that's something I want to go back to.
Oh, but don't you think there are others who would love to do that? We need women must wear dresses. Men must wear pants. Men can't wear open-toed sandals.
What?
Yeah. Bad news, Dom.
Does that include flip-flops?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's not a manly shoe.
Oh, yeah, but I can get it off really fast if I want to have sex quickly.
Which you're not doing for fun.
No, that's
as long as you're not having sex for fun.
844-967-2789. We'll get to the callers in just a bit. Does it seem like if maybe some of these folks would just have some fun? And I don't know. Maybe I jest to some degree. I don't know if Jelaine Aplin is capable of having the kind of fun that I like to have. You know, and I don't judge people. I don't want to judge people. But if they're going to judge me, they're going to put their stuff on me. Well, then you kind of brought me into this. And now I have to respond. And how are we going to determine whether or not a kilt is a skirt or the skirt is a kilt?
But then you go, well, that's tradition. And that's tradition and that's fine. And the robes among clergy. Well, so was
all sorts of terrible cultural things were tradition until they weren't.
And drag was also tradition in England when Shakespeare was alive.
Come on, some like it hot. You know, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon.
Another movie you can no longer see.
I refuse.
Because it's going to turn you into a groomer.
It's so... Not this groomer. Folks, we'll have the calls in a moment. 844-967-2789. This whole grooming thing. You know who the victims of groomers are? The kid, children of religious parents. If you have a child and you bring them to this, you know, whatever your religion, I'm not going to judge it. But if you tell them that they lie to you and don't behave a certain way, that they're going to experience eternal damnation and hellfire for eternity, right?
Yep.
And you tell that to a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old. That seems a lot like grooming to me.
Well, it's certainly indoctrination, right?
Yes.
You are indoctrinating them to fear this. And speaking of people in religious communities, one of the Duggar kids, one of the 19 kids and counting, just came out with her book about escaping her family.
Terrible. You got to escape your own family.
Yeah, escaping her own family.
844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka, California. You're up, Jake. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, yeah, if you're the Republican lieutenant governor from the state of Tennessee, though, if your name is Randy McNally, you can do all kinds of things online that apparently nobody wants to ask any questions about in Tennessee, but Saturday Night Live sure asked some questions there. Like, for instance, why is he liking this guy with emojis and hearts of fire, you know, when a 20-year-old man showed his butt online? So the lieutenant governor of Tennessee is talking about how much he likes a 20-year-old's butt. That sounds like grooming to me. What do you think?
He's just being supportive of his constituents.
That was literally his excuse, spokesman's excuse.
He supports all of his people.
I mean, if we could get that kind of constituent services here in Wisconsin, I would vote for them. Just like the picture of me and my tidy whiteies and all my sex for fun. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That's Jane Matinair. She's sticking around for a little longer. We'll get some more of your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are 844-967-2789. Jane Matinair sticking around. Pleasure, Jane. It's always a fun to hang out
with you. It's been so much fun, Dom. Thank you so much.
The religious right and the abortion and contraceptions and when is life starting? All these kinds of conversations that we are having. A lot of it goes back to my interpretation of what they say, you know, God's will, and this is nature. But they don't seem to feel that way about, like, the ED pills.
Oh, you mean erectile dysfunction?
Shh, we don't talk like that.
Well, God didn't mean for that to happen, Dom.
Right?
Come on, that's why there's pharmaceuticals.
but there's pharmaceuticals for other things.
Well, so. he didn't like that.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
ED stuff, all for that. Only again to have sex with for procreation.
Yes, yes.
No fun.
Every sperm is sacred, Jane.
I love that song. I love that song. Oh,
so good.
Evan, bumper music. <You're right. laughs> Monty Python, you can find it. It's there.
It is. It is. It's never enough Monty Python. I just saw last night the first History of the World.
Oh.
On Hulu or whatever.
On Hulu.
Mel Brooks, to me, he's such a treasure, and he's still alive, kicking it, and funny.
I know.
I mean, so happy. Some of those movies, I mean, Blazing Saddles and History of the World, I mean, he was cutting edge and raw back then.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Let's get some callers. 844-967-2789. Let's see. The most patient has been Stephen from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jane and Dom. I'm going to bring something to your attention that a lot of people aren't talking about when it comes to abortion. My wife had a procedure called a DNC, and it's a procedure that is necessary for a woman. In my wife's particular case, she had a miscarriage, and her body didn't get rid of it naturally, so she had to have it surgically removed. Now, I bring this up to make you guys and the listening audience aware that certain doctors and this 1849 abortion law considers that to be a abortion. And if that's not enough to enrage you, I have watched my wife cry over this. I have watched my wife be very upset. If it's not bad enough to have a miscarriage, on top of it, the Republicans want you to have to sit there and worry about you getting a necessary procedure and it being called an abortion. It's absolutely preposterous. And the fact that there are people that are advocating for this, it says more about you as a person than anything else.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Can't disagree with you on that, Stephen.
Great point. Thanks for the call and condolences, Stephen.
Yes.
You know, these miscarriages are not uncommon, Jane.
They're very common.
And sometimes things go south, and you know, people generally want to have these babies. I mean, that's why they're having them, you know?
Yes.
Otherwise, they'd have, you know, they'd use contraceptives and wouldn't have babies.
Yes.
And it's so heartbreaking. It's so very practical. I mean, what do they think was going to happen? I mean, when Ron Johnson just flippantly says, oh, it's going to be tough going for a while, well, it's easy for him to say.
Sure.
You know, he's not the one in these situations. He's not the one with the dead baby inside of him. And I hate to be crass and crude, but let's just talk about what the reality is. I mean, you have something that's dead inside of you. It's starting to rot, and it's going to kill you.
And poison you.
And if it doesn't come out. And who is going to have the stopwatch, and what formula and what spreadsheet and what flowchart is going to dictate when someone can have an operation to save their life?
It's God's will, Dom.
It's just unbelievable.
It's up to God. And if God wants you to survive, you will. And if not, well, that's what God, and I mean, God has a plan,
you
right?
Know, they talk about religious freedom a lot. What about my religious freedom?
You
my
don't have any.
Freedom from religion.
No, not you. No.
Is there any negotiation with this kind of mentality, right? I mean, I'm saying if you need one, go get one. It's your choice. I can't dictate that. But even on other religious and cultural war type issues, if you don't like it, don't do it. That's my attitude. Why do you got to make a law about it? Why do you got to like impose will through the force of state? What is that?
Well, I believe there is a very strong, if small, group, Christo-fascists.
Yeah.
And they want the Bible to be the law of the land according to the way they interpret the Bible.
Right.
Because
Leviticus.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right? Of course. Don't mix your linens and wools.
Well, you can't cut your hair.
Oh,
and you shouldn't. Wow. You certainly shouldn't be touching a football.
I haven't seen Julaine Appling outside the shrimp factory because, you know, you can't have shellfish.
No
according
shellfish.
To Leviticus.
Right.
Or maybe some other chapter. I forget.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but.
But they're not outside the linen factory. They're not outside the shrimp factory. Those are all in the Bible. It's just the gays. Those are the ones they care about.
It's nice when you could pick. You have to pick and choose.
I mean, who's got the time?
You gotta pick and choose. You can only have one other or two others at a time. We can't spend all this time focusing on pork producers.
I love bacon.
I do too.
Johnny John from Madison, you are up. I'm a sinful man. Johnny, what do you got for us?
Johnny John, yeah. Well, remember that poster weasel for forced birth, Rick Santorum, and his wife had that very same thing. They're strident Catholics too, and they didn't do the whole God's will thing, and in the privacy and consult with their physician, had an abortion. Of course, the loon tunes on the Christian right will try to slice and dice and say, oh, well, that wasn't an abortion.
Yeah.
But that's the exact same thing they'll say is for anybody else. And Rick Santorum doesn't want you to have the freedom to have that. And, you know, these people are just whacked. My wife had to have a DNC to deal with the pain of giving birth. And so which Looney Tune right-wing politician is going to sit in on each appointment? Somebody who has no medical experience to say which is correct and which isn't. Also, high heels. Those were originally worn by men, by royalty. That's what they were originally created for. So I don't know, you know, how the loon tune right wingers are going to deal with that.
Yeah, wouldn't Louis the 16th kind of qualify as drag now?
Totally.
Right?
Absolutely. Oh, sorry about that, Johnny.
The wigs, the beauty spots, the lipstick, the stockings, the posing, the...
Right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, gotta knock those pictures out of the history books.
Short,
rumor.
Short European men wailing heels. I mean, if I could find some for my wide feet, maybe I would. I think I look pretty good. Jane Madden-Ayer, she is a danger lady thank you for coming around and hanging out. It's been an absolute blast to talk to
Thanks so much, Dom. It was great.
Kristen Bryce coming up next. If you want to do one segment, you'd be welcome to.
I'll listen on the way home.
All right, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Kristen Bryce coming up next, as goes Wisconsin. Jane, thank you so much. We'll talk real soon.
Crazy enough to do it.